Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So gather your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
All right, we are beyond the halfway mark, Divya. I'm getting excited. This is going to help a lot of people. Hey, people who are watching or listening to this, if you're liking it, you're getting, take notes, okay? You know, have a notebook and take some notes and please share this generously with friends. I think there's a lot of common sense stuff that's going on here that I learned. By hindsight, I hope it's becoming your foresight. But we are on to question number 8, Divya.
Yeah, so the 8th question to ask before you invest in ICO is, have you read Dr. Cialdini's 6 Principles of Persuasion? Can you tell us more about that?
Till now, every question made common sense. What the heck is this? Well, these are being used against you. Well, what do you mean by that? First, what are the principles of persuasion? Let's quickly go through them. Reciprocity. If somebody gives you a gift, you want to give them a gift back. So if somebody airdropped some tokens, you're thinking, oh my God, I got some free tokens from them. I need to give them back something. Scarcity. Oh my God, there is this counter on every one of these ICOs. It says, oh, this token discount of 20% is going to end by tomorrow afternoon. Oh, scarcity. Oh, there are only so many tokens that are being sold here. Authority. Wow, there is this big guru of Bitcoin that is on their committee. There's such an authority. Wow. Consistency, right? Oh, all the people I have invested in so many businesses in the payment space, and this is exactly in my line of interest. That's consistency. Liking. Oh, I'm an Indian guy. I studied in IIT Madras. I see 2 co-founders here that are from my university. I like them. They're just like me. And then finally, consensus or social proof. Oh my God, 1,000 people have already invested 10 Ethereums each. So these are all the elements. You'll find almost every one of these elements on every one of the ICOs. They're designed to sell. Okay? No, but why are you telling me that? Okay, so you can insulate yourself a little bit. Can you discount? I don't want you to be totally sold. Can you eliminate some of this riffraff and look at, is it a real business, is it a real team? Am I really excited about it? Have they really been around, or are they just generating a lot of hype and excitement? Are they just using these 6 principles? See, these 6 principles are great for marketing when you have substance behind. If you have a real business, if it is a fraudulent company, like Divya was saying, somebody put Ryan Gosling's picture and put it, that's a fraudulent company, but they could use all of these 6 principles to sell a fraud, because these principles are to persuade. He says that. He didn't say these are 6 principles of persuasion for a legitimate company. These are 6 principles of persuasion that will even work for an illegitimate, fraudulent, nonsense company, right? So that's why you need to know, what are these 6 principles now? Can I delayer this? Can I deconstruct it? Can I remove these layers of these 6 principles of persuasion? What if I didn't have the counter? What if I didn't want a discount of 40% and I'm okay getting, if this is going to go up 20 times, it's okay whether I get 40% discount or 0 discount or 10% discount. So I'm going to relax. I'm going to watch this for a few weeks and see if it really gets funded. Okay. So you're going to slow down a little bit. Social proof. Okay. 1,000 people. Oh, that doesn't mean anything. Can all the 1,000 people be wrong? Oh, absolutely. We all know Tulip Mania, millions of people participated and went collapsed. Woo! Internet, boom, millions of people lost billions of dollars. So can a lot of people be wrong? Absolutely, yes. So I'm just giving those examples. So just because they airdropped some tokens, did you ask for them? No. Why do you think you owe anything to somebody? It's just the internal human tendency that because somebody gave you something, you want to give something back. And in return, you're actually giving your serious currencies like Bitcoins and Ethereum for them. So be careful. So that's what I mean by know what these principles of persuasion are, which I read out kind of rapidly, but hopefully you were able to take some notes and get some common sense elements out of that and see if those were missing from this website, from this ICO. Is it still an exciting ICO? So that's what I mean by that.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Nights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptonights.io.